You're listening to the 10 Minute Off-Road Podcast. A podcast for the off-roader with a short attention span. Episode 13, Paying the Bills. All right, sit back, grab a snack, relax, clear your mind. The 10 Minute Off-Road Podcast is about to begin. Hi, and welcome to the 10 Minute Off-Road Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki G. I'm here to inform, delight, entertain, and talk about all things off-road for the next 10 minutes or so. Why 10 minutes? Well, that's about how long it takes for the center of my hot pocket to get to a digestible temperature. All right, thank you for tuning in. And before I get into talking about the logistics and everything of this podcast, let me give a brief history of why I started it and how it came to fruition. So I belong to a Facebook group called 4X Tubers. It's hosted by Nate from SWB Crawling. And it's a place for YouTube channelers that have a content that are four-wheel drive based to get together and bounce ideas around and just basically support each other. But a bunch of us got together and chatted, and we talked about, you know, what kind of equipment we use and this and that and that and this. And just so on that channel was, or on that Facebook group, was the Bearded Jeeper. And he mentioned something about a podcast, and it kind of got me rolling. You know, it kind of got the wheels spinning. I would like to try a podcast, but I didn't know really too much about it. So I started looking into it. So a friend of mine started a podcast called Route 16 The Grind, and I was a guest on it, and I kind of enjoyed it. And then shortly after that, the Bearded Jeeper, Kyle, was a guest on Route 16 The Grind. And it seemed like fun. It seemed like a fun thing to do. And it is fun. I enjoy doing this. So that's why I started the 10 Minute Off-Road Podcast. And I chose 10 minutes because, well, I have about a 15-minute commute to work. It takes me a couple of hours to listen to an hour-long podcast to break it up. So 10 minutes is about all the attention span I got. So that's how the 10-minute podcast come about. Promoting the 10-minute off-road podcast. I'm not too keen on social media. I need to hire a teenage girl. Yeah, not for that reason. Get your mind out of the gutter. To do my social media for me and post all the time. But promoting the podcast has been kind of slow. I really don't know how to, what to do. And, you know, I'm learning all this stuff on the way. Meanwhile, I'm trying not to spend money on this because, well, it's a hobby. Let's face it. If I got an extra $50 a month, I'd much rather spend it on some Jeep gear and stuff. And my hat goes off to you guys that do this right and pay for it. It's not as easy as it seems, but it's getting there, and it's a labor of love. So promoting the podcast, I shamelessly plug this podcast on the Jeep Talk Show. Some of you are familiar with my work on the Jeep Talk Show and Route 16 The Grind. I can't say work. I just call in and tell jokes. And that also gave me a taste for the podcast, getting all the attention I get from the Jeep Talk Show and from Route 16 The Grind. And a couple other podcasts that I called in, 4x4 Radio or 4x4 Radio Network. Now, the 4x4 podcast with Dan, I interacted with him quite a bit, and I enjoyed the attention. His podcast, the 4x4 podcast, is he's in the military, so his content's kind of sporadic, but it's very good when you listen to it. So the idea of the podcast, the format of it was I was supposed to interview people. I'd go out on the streets and interview 5 or 6 people for 10 minutes, and that would give me 5 or 6 shows. Go to Jeep events and stuff like that. Go head out to the trails and run into people on the trails. But I never get to do it. I get out in the trails and I start talking to people. and the mobile recording studio never comes out. I could do it on my phone, I guess, but wheeling gets in the way of everything. This podcast would be a lot easier if I didn't wheel. Then I don't know what it would be about. It would just be the 10-minute Nick rambling podcast. So let's see, what did I cover? I covered how I started it and why I started it. Promoting it has been real slow. Now let me give a second to talk about YouTube. I post this on YouTube and I put some of my old wheeling videos in. And that seems to be how I get most people listening to it. They go to the YouTube channel and listen to it. But while the audio was playing, I put a video up of my past wheeling trips. And I gotta say, 13 episodes so far, and my wheeling videos are getting sparse because I didn't really film my wheeling until just recently. So I have very few. I'm running out of wheeling videos. So I'm asking for help. If anybody out there would like to have their wheeling videos featured on my podcast on YouTube, just give me a shout out. Email at 10minuteoffroad. That's 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. Hit me up on social media. Message me on Facebook, Podbean. Yeah, nobody uses Podbean. I think I'm the only one on there. But hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'll steal your videos with your permission, of course. And I might even give you credit for it. But I'm going to take most of the credit for it. Because, you know, that's how a Nicky G rolls. Which brings me to how you can listen to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast. The most popular seems to be on YouTube. I don't have a dedicated YouTube channel yet because I only have like 23 subscribers, but it's getting there. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast. I'd appreciate it. You know, if not, that's cool. I dig it. I dig you guys either way. I can listen to it on Google Play and Apple Podcasts. And also Podbean is the hosting site, which not too many people use Podbean. I'm thinking about looking into other ventures. This is, seems to be taking off pretty well. I'm thinking about spending a few dollars and getting a proper hosting site. But you can't listen to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on iHeartRadio or Pandora or any of those other big places where you could actually listen to a vast array of podcasts. Those sons of bitches won't approve my podcast. And also, the 4x4 network, I'm not in that yet. And in all fairness, I haven't even inquired to it because I want to get a little bit more popularity. There are a lot of Jeep-related, four-wheel drive, outdoor-related podcasts. I listen to just about every one that I can. I listen to a lot of podcasts. So there are better podcasts than this out there that are 4x4 network eligible, but none of them carry the name Nicky G. So while I'm talking about other podcasts, so let me plug a few podcasts that I listen to. Of course, the Jeep Talk Show, which started out as the XJ Talk Show, which if you're familiar with that show, then you're familiar with me, you know the work I do. Really can't say work. Yeah, you've heard me on there. Brood 16 to Grind, of course, Brian. I call in him all the time. Snail Trail. I think it's Snail Trail Podcast or Snail Trail 4x4 with Jimmy Jett, who you've heard on my first few episodes, who helped me out getting this thing off the ground. It's they're Toyota-based, but yeah, you know, we're all off-roaders. And I'd like to read some reviews. I don't have any. There's nobody has left me a review. If you have, it hasn't trickled down to me yet. I know if you leave a review on Apple, it takes a while for it to trickle down. Believe me, I know. I leave a lot of reviews. So if you want to leave a review, that's great. If you don't, that, you know, I just appreciate you listening. That's what matters the most. This is an off-road podcast, and I haven't mentioned anything about off-roading. All right, until the next time, you can catch the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast. I think I already said all that. All right, well, you know where to find me. Hit me up. Listen to my podcast. Do it. I command you. The Supreme Overlord demands it. All right, until next time, this is Nikki G saying, wheel what you got and be happy. There should be some funky sound that follows me. Like, I bet that just sounds creepy.